It is not that I fear punishment for myself, but I could no longer help people like you again.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I shall not open my mouth.
So, now you come with me.
Yeah, yeah.
The vaults are this way. Now, do not forget that your money will stay with us for a week.
Yeah.
Then it will be transferred from this bank to the address you gave me, there in West Berlin.
Herr Link, you will take something of it, please.
No, no. I do this because I wish to. I do not want a reward. So good luck, Herr Dragman, and good living on the other side.
Thank you, Herr Link. Thank you. Thank you.
Another 50,000 marks to the good. Fools!
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Go west, young man.
Get yourself an apoplectic fit, Ames.
Don't tell me what I'll get or what I won't get.
Just trying to cool you down is all.
I don't happen to be in the mood to be cooled down.
Okay, okay. What you've just told me still doesn't merit a sustained attack of hysteria. And you've got laryngitis on top of all your problems. You must feel rough, huh?
Lee Masters, I happen to be your boss. Don't you forget that.
I doubt that I ever could.
What was that?
Nothing, Ames. Now, can we go over it again?
That still bugs me. You're FBI, not a roving private dick.
Yeah, sure, we all know that.
Then it's about time Curtis Blumenthal stopped calling on me to call on you to help him out.
Ames, anything our side we haven't finished? I've just handed you the Dixon case on a plate.
Sure, I know that.
No, we've got nothing to do right now, and it doesn't look like anything's coming up. Curtis timed it just right. It's about time Johnny and I saw Berlin again.
I have a mind to tell Blumenthal to go and jump in a lake. What's the matter with CIA anyway?
Like they've got the South American jazz on their hands, like they got a dozen things on their hands right now. If Curtis would spare one of his own men, he would.
Okay. I suppose in a way it does reflect credit on us as a whole.
Sure.
Sure bugs me, though. Anyway, you ought to get to West Berlin. Pete Conway will act liaison there. He'll meet you.
Air tickets?
The usual. I'll get Davidson to call through. Jack it all up. You need dough there in Germany. Pete Conway will supply it. Now I'm putting the phone down.
You run dry?
No, run out of voice. And I've got me a mountain of paperwork to do right here on my desk.
That comes of being the boss, Ames. Thanks for calling.
Again, Franz Irwin?
It is as I told you, Herr Conway. I have been parted from my husband for some time now. I left Germany. He was to join me here. I received this note stating that he was coming across. He has not turned up, and oh, yeah, I fear for him.
How did the note get to you?
A friend brought it to me.
I see. Well, try not to worry too much. We'll try and find out what happened to your husband. It's not going to be easy, but...
Can you help me?
We'll do all we can, Frau Sylvan. Try not to talk about this. It may impede us, you understand?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll see you out, huh? We'll contact you as soon as we know anything.
Thank you.
Hmm. Trouble is, there's always something going on up the wall, the Iron Curtain. I wonder if I was right to cable through to Curtis, ask Lee and Johnny to come on in. Yeah, I was. I need their kind of thinking for a thing like this. Lee's especially.
A nice place you have here, Pete.
Oh, thanks. A group of students marched down the street 2 days back, bust every darn window for half a mile.
Well, that's why you suddenly got the top floor of the building?
Sure, I love my own skin. Lee, anything else I can tell you?
Just run over it quickly, will you?
Yeah, sure. Well, we heard along the grapevine that someone's doing a trick East Berlin side. Take money out to get men and women through, only they don't turn up West Side. Well, it's been done before, of course, but this time, talk has it that whoever's fixing it is making a mint. Big deal stuff.
Making himself rich on the fate of others, huh?
Yeah. And then one of our contacts came through, gave me a name, called through, cut short during it. The name sounded like Lackman, Linkman, something like that. Said he was the fixer, duping those poor bees who wanted just to escape from East Berlin.
He didn't give with more information?
No. I think he was interrupted.
Which means curtains for him. You heard from him since?
No.
And then?
Well, I went into it. Got nowhere. Even went across to East Berlin, snooped around, nothing.
And someone else came to you?
Yeah, after I called for you guys. A Frau Silbin works here in the embassy. And she got a message to expect her husband, who was caught in the East, as it were. Didn't turn up.
A letter?
Yeah. Gave no names, just said that for money he was being smuggled through.
You can't crack this on your own, Pete?
Well, if I had the time, yeah. I haven't. I'm doing a million things at one and the same time. Oh, sure, you've cracked stuff here before, but you're not known to the West or East German police. I am. I can't come and go as I used to.
What's so big about the operation? You said this kind of thing goes on all the time?
Well, talk has it that about the equivalent of $1 million American has passed hands, and no one has come through from the East.
Yeah, some guy making himself rich. Ames beef, do you know that?
Well, since when he doesn't? Even I know that from my old FBI days.
Lechman. Linkman. Could be anyone. You no idea?
No.
They used to have rescue groups working from both sides, Pete. You know, fooling the guards, arranging diversions, getting people across the wall.
Yeah, even digging tunnels. They don't operate anymore.
The East Berlin boys getting too accurate?
8 people shot dead last month. 4 the month before, 2 before that, 7 before that. No, the rescue groups have stopped for a while.
So we've got to figure out who this guy is. Pete, get me out a list of establishments along the wall. You know, businesses, banks, so on. High-class stuff. East Berlin side. Can you do that?
Sure. It'll take half a day. Why do you want it?
The guy these suckers are going to must be someone they can trust. A respectable figure. Businessman. Banker, maybe.
No, it's some small guy. Maybe a leftover from the rescue groups, I think.
Maybe not, Pete. Get me the list. The directors of the firms and so on. Johnny and I will get on back to the hotel. Call me there.
I've got the list you wanted. About 20 pages.
Send it right over. Get Frau Zilbin sent over as well.
What for?
I just want to talk to her is all. Get it moving, Pete.
There's another person to see you, Herr Linke.
Man or woman?
Another man. Since he has heard of us, he's a fool. It cannot be much that he heard. Just a whisper.
Even a whisper can be enough. A death sentence for us both, Hellman. I think just a few more operations, and we ourselves shall go across to West Berlin. Here's the money. You can bring him in, Helen.
Now, there's the Cooperative People's Market, Sigmundstrasse.
Director?
Winkler and Riven. Just fronts, though. The commies are behind it. Government run.
Sure. I'll move down the list. You know the streets now, how they run in proximity to the wall. Get a business firm that's closer. I think a mortgage concern, money lending, or a bank. Think along those lines. Frau Zilbin, your house was in Grandeinstrasse, which runs right up to the wall. When you got across the wall before things got hot, you brought money?
Almost all we had. My husband stayed behind to try and sell the business. He was to join me. Then I had the letter.
Yes, we know that. Where did he bank?
Oh, he did not bank the money. It was in the house.
Lee, I think. Grandeinstrasse. Banking concern run by a man called Linker. Walter Linker. Nice and respectable.
That could be it. Frau Zilbin, you can help us here. Find out what happened to your husband and others. Now listen to me. Pete, this is it. Herr Zilben stayed on in the Grundeinstrasse, trying to sell the business. Apparently, he couldn't, was stuck with it. Then he gets a message through to his wife that he was coming across, was paying money for the trip.
Yeah.
Frau Zilben seems to remember the name, Linker. Even though she and her husband never banked there, they kept their dough under the bed or something. Now, Linker could be the name your contact gave you. It's close enough. And it seems logical that Zilben would know Linker as well. He might have heard talk. Went to him.
So Linker's our man.
It seems like.
How's he doing it?
I don't know, yet. But we'll concentrate on him. Frau Zilben wants to help. I want her help. Can you get a release from duty here at the embassy?
Sure. For how long?
I'm not sure. A couple of weeks.
And how are you going to use it?
Johnny talks German. She is German. I want Johnny and Frau Zilben planted in East Germany. He can be a cousin of the family or something. I want them to go to Linker. Johnny's wised up. He knows what to look for, how to play it.
You'll need East Berlin papers for Johnny.
Yeah. I want them to walk across the wall. You get what I mean? Johnny will spin a story. They're seeking asylum in East Germany. Better living, communist inclined, so on.
I don't know if the boys on the wall will buy it.
Any contacts high up East Berlin side?
Yeah. A guy who's done stuff for us, we've done stuff for him. Oh, no money. You know how it is.
Yeah, reciprocal favors. Okay.
And once in East Germany?
Well, he'll be given new papers at the border. Get to the Zilben house. If it's sold or something, get accommodation somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You and Frau Zilben will make contact with Linker.
Yeah, and how do I contact you?
Through Pete's contact, I hope. Pete, try to get a call through to him. Before you talk to him, I'll outline what gives, how I want it played.
Okay, you with me so far?
Yeah, Herr Conway.
Now, the thing is, Stocker, if this breaks, it's to your credit. East Berlin police on the ball kind of thing, you know.
You do not have to teach me my job, Herr Conway.
I wasn't trying to do that, you jerk. Now, listen. One of our boys is coming across. Johnny Bridges, alias Kurt Tegner. He has papers. He'll be traveling with a Frau Zilben. She's genuine, a West Berliner. Now, they'll come through at 4 this afternoon. I'd like you to be there and let them through. See that they get East German papers immediately.
You demand a lot.
I know you, Stocker. At the end of this conversation, you'll ask a favor, and I'll grant it.
Grant it? Mein Lieber, grant it. Yeah, we know each other too well, Hein. But continue.
Well, Bridges, or Tegner, as we better call him, will be trying to crack a case. The credit will be yours.
We have heard rumors too, Herr Conway. Could it be a person who is taking the money to smuggle East Berliners to your side, and they do not arrive?
Yeah, that's it. You got anything?
Nein.
Well, we think we have. You'll let Frau Zilben and Stegner through?
Of course. It will be arranged. Why the woman, though?
She knows the area of our operation, the man we want to see. And Stegner doesn't talk very much.
I see. And now, the favor.
Credit for cracking a case. They'll jump you up to full colonel in the police, the Volkspolizei.
If the case is big enough.
It is.
Very well, then. And Stegner will keep in contact with me, huh?
Sure.
Have him bring over some tinned hams, asparagus, and some silk stockings to fit a 4.5 shoe. I will see that they come through to me.
She nice?
Delicious.
Okay, 4 p.m.
Of course. Wieder sehen.
Yeah, funny, isn't it? He's on their side, and yet we bargain on a telephone. We trade favors.
It's always been like that. Johnny, go out, buy yourself some typical West Berlin clothes. Pack a bag, a few magazines, toiletries, you know the jazz.
Yeah.
Get back here at 3, the latest.
Okay, Lee.
You think you can handle it?
Sure. See you.
Now, Frau Zilben will be here at 3 as well. I better order me some hams, asparagus, and silk stockings while I'm at the phone. Lee, why Fraud Silvin? Johnny could have done it on his own, or one of the underground men or women from here with him.
She knows Grundeinstrasse and Herr Linke.
Is that all?
No. All you heard before was rumor, talk, nothing on paper. But she gets a letter from her husband after you call us in. Sort of clinches your suspicions. I mean, she works right here, too, for a year. You know her. You trust her.
What are you getting at, Lee?
I think there's a story within a story here, Pete.
Johnny, no?
No. I don't want him to know or suspect anything.
What is there to suspect?
You order the goodies for Stocker's doll, Pete. Leave the circumnavigations to me.
All very simple, Herman.
A brilliant move.
How clever and yet how simple it is to deceive people, Herman.
Yeah, to a man of your intelligence.
The equivalent of $500,000. There is the one who went through half an hour ago, another 50,000 marks. That's good. And now, Frau Zilbin comes to us with an American pretending to be a German.
The information from the border is correct.
Of course. Now, this is what we will do. We will pack the money into valises. Tonight, we cross into West Berlin with the forged passports. And a good, easy future ahead of us, huh?
And Frau Zilbin? And the other?
They will be here when the Polizei arrive. An American in an underground tunnel. Herr Linke and his accountant? Gone. To the West? Surely not. So, disposed of. The way we have disposed of so many, Herman.
Yeah. The aperture in the tunnel, falling down to the sewers below.
Yeah, yeah. And they will never find us. But imagine, huh? The consternation. Americans here in East Berlin, organizing escape routes with West Berlin connivance. Such a fuss. Under the cover of which, we shall disappear in München or Hamburg, perhaps. So simple.
Frau Silbin,
you fool.
She must not know that Herr Silbin is dead.
Of course not. As per her contact with her, she believes him still alive, here, waiting for her. How little she knows.
She will incriminate us.
Who will believe her, huh? No. You order the coffee. I think the contact will be made with us very soon.
Got it. Someone here working for East Berlin.
Right.
Now, Linker's going to take a powder. He lets know, through a contact here, that this is about to happen. The contact comes to me. You send the contact across with Johnny.
Yeah. Frau Silbin. I feel sorry for her. Linker must have conned her. Her husband probably is dead.
But Wiley?
Johnny. Caught with his pants down in East Berlin. An American. We'll soon find out he's FBI.
Oh, let me call Stocker again.
Not yet. You got my papers?
Yeah, they'll see you through the board.
You jack up my contract? A guy who knows the sewage, the underground system in Grundeinstrasse?
Yeah, he'll meet you. Oh, there's just one thing. Why send Johnny through first?
Just to allay doubt is all. Pete, I gotta move now. Get me to the border. I want to get Linker absconding with the dough.
I see, Herr Stegner, you wish to leave East Berlin.
Yeah, I have money.
And you, Frau Zilbin, you go with him?
Of course.
Ah, so I shall have to make the arrangements. A moment, please. Hermann, the money.
All packed. Here.
We will take these two down to the vaults. Vault number one. We close the door on them. You have contacted the police?
Yeah, Lieutenant Sturm. They arrive in half an hour.
And they will find Frau Zilbin and the American all nicely locked up for them. I wonder what explanation they will give.
Why will we make our way to West Berlin through the tunnel?
Yeah, of course. Carefully avoiding the little hole in the middle of the tunnel.
What do you make of it?
Well, I think the tunnel leads back to the vaults of the bank. But one must avoid the hole in the middle. As that comes to here, the sewage, okay, and just see the hole above there. You can see it. Yeah,
you can, I can't. But I believe you.
Yeah.
Now, do me a favor. Get into that tunnel. I want the tunnel blocked up on the bank side so no one can get through. Get someone to help you. Bricks, cement, sand, make a good job of it.
Yeah, I am to be paid for this, yeah.
You'll be paid. Now, let's get back to the surface. I want to talk with a certain Colonel Stocker.
We enter through the vault here, and we close the door. You walk, and you will find the exit.
Dankeschön, Herr Linke.
I do only my duty, Herr Stegner. Now, the door. Wiedersehen. And there they are. People walk 20 paces and come to the end of the vault. Caught. Until Lieutenant Stumpf finds them. So, come now, Hermann. You bring the money. We go through the tunnel.
Open this vault.
Yeah,
immediately.
Yeah, Herr Stumpf. Yeah.
What's going on?
So, Frau Zilbin and an American. What is going on, yeah? Where are Herr Linke and Herr Mitko? Hein? You have killed them, perhaps? Take them away for questioning. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Your baby, Colonel Stocker.
Stumpf, was gibt's?
Ich weiß es nicht.
Now be quiet. Return to your post with your men. You will report to me later. I require an explanation for this.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind an explanation myself, Lee.
You get it, Johnny. Sorry I had to play it this way. Frau Zilbin, you were working for Linke. He paid you money. He also promised you that your husband would be got out, right?
Yeah.
He told you that an arrangement might be made for you to come back to East Berlin, possibly with an American. You knew that Mr. Bridges and I had been called in by Conway from the States.
Yeah.
And I guess you were told by Linke that you'd be reunited with your husband, that you'd leave East Germany forever together.
Yeah, that is what he told me. He sent me also the letter that I showed Herr Conway. Please, where is my husband?
Down in the sewers. I guess dead. Like all the others who fell for Linke's spiel, handing over the money, taking a walk down the tunnel, and falling to their deaths.
Her husband had no idea she was working for them?
None, Johnny. Tell me, there another vault here?
Oh, yeah, to the left, right here.
That'll be the tunnel, I guess.
Then Linke has escaped. Conway told me that.
I'll say one thing. German brickmakers work fast. There's a wall inside there, 10 feet in from the vault door. Open the vault door, Stocker, and you'll find Linke with the dough.
Yeah. Something can be made of this. Yeah. Something good.
Yeah. Okay, we take Frau Zilbin back with us. We don't want her part in it all splashed around. And no mention of us, right? Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Beek.